In the book, Faith, Hope, and Love, Sarah Jeanney and Shyam Kanagala share their account of life lessons learned from their move from India to the United States. Leaving behind friends and family, Sarah Jeanney and Shyam had to learn how to accept love and surrender to the universe when things got challenging. Embracing change and moving forward in their new life, the couple often turned to the teachings of their guru, Sai Baba, for comfort. The book is a collection of their personal stories, but also of their spiritual journey to a greater understanding of the higher self. And welcome to the show today. I'm glad you both could join me.
Well, thank you, Ben.
Well, I really loved the story. It was very personal, a spiritual journey about your experiences moving here from India back in 1994. That was kind of the catalyst. Now, the book was actually written over a couple of years, isn't that right? Since 2013 is when you started, I believe.
Yeah, That's true.
And what was your process? What inspired you to write this book?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That's a journey. When we moved to the United States in the year 1994 from India, like any other fresh immigrant, we too went through our own set of challenges, setbacks and trials and tribulations and so on and so forth. And we felt incapacitated. And we realized that our years of experience and degrees and titles and the comfortable lifestyle we've had back home in India are not of any value or worth here, and we had to start all from the scratch. And so we were so disappointed and dejected, and that's when we turned to prayer and to God and to the teachings of our spiritual guru Sai Baba for comfort and guidance and help.
And Shyam, I was hoping maybe you could explain to people who are not familiar with Sai Baba and the concept of a guru. You know, maybe a lot of people here in the States have not heard of him. And he was a big influence to both of you as a spiritual leader. Could you just tell me briefly a little bit about Sai Baba?
Oh, yeah, definitely that. Sai Baba was born in the Indian village of Puttaparthi. It was November 23rd, 1926. Let me get that right. And he set up his ashram there, and also all people used to visit with him from all over the world, and whether they are from just the neighboring villages or the neighboring towns and from overseas. And then he also reached out to the very, very poor. Those, unfortunately, in that part of the world, many people take drinking water as a luxury. And it's not given. We are very fortunate here in the United States where drinking water comes right to us and it's very pure and there's absolutely no problem with it. But there are many challenges, like there may be too much fluoride, there may be not enough water, it may be otherwise contaminated because it's too close to a sewage line or whatever. And so in that scenario, what even the governments could not do, he has provided in terms of his drinking water project. Now, these are some of his hallmark big projects, and at the same time, he has taught the oneness of everything. You know, he wants us to see the unity in diversity. And one of his one beautiful quote that comes to my mind is that there's only one religion, the religion of love. So yes, he teaches the universality of oneness of everything, and he asks us to go beyond these man-made boundaries which divide and snuff out each other's opinions or growing intolerance. So he says, no, we're all one, and there's only one God, and he's omnipresent.
I like the life lessons in the book that you shared, and one of them that I picked up was that you had to release control of outcomes in many situations. And and in response, you experienced some miracles. And
that's right.
Was that a really important lesson to learn for both of you?
Yeah, especially Diane, when our human brains are wired to seek only for security, comfort, happiness, and ongoing fun, we're never prepared to let go or to face a challenge or discomfort in our life. But life is a great teacher. And universe is the university, and it showers or gifts us with these challenging or painful situations in our life. And so we learn to let go of things, and we learn to emerge stronger and to see the deeper aspects of our lives, such as the preciousness of the present moment, and as well as the purpose of our human birth.
Well, I really got that lesson because as I was reading through the book, and it just made me think how difficult it is for so many people that come to this country, and how hard it is. And you landed first in Texas, and I lived in Texas for a little while, and it's a beautiful state. I'm not disparaging it.
It is.
But it can be quite the culture shock, you know, if that's right where you're landing. And I think that you described it really well. You know, you're trying to assimilate and move on. And I might have gotten discouraged many times and just wanted to leave at that point. But you stuck it out. And really, perseverance and having faith is kind of a theme throughout the book. And I read, too, Sarojini, that you were the driving force to kind of get this project going. So it was important to you to get your feelings out, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, Shyam, you kind of took turns in authoring, you know, different chapters. So did Sarojini kind of bring you on board on the project and then you both worked together?
No, actually, we both were together in the sense that, like you said, she's a driving force, and very rightly so, because when she went, when we went through these different challenging situations that she mentioned earlier, you know, it brought an upheaval of emotions within the heart, you see. And there are so many emotions that you go through. It's almost like a roller coaster. And then when you see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, and then you think, yes, now, how can I make sense of all of this? And then how can I share this with a wider audience? And so that's when she got this inspiration to write this book. And I was also, when she shared this thought with me, I said, yes, definitely we need to do it. And then she started off on her piece of it. And then I came later on. I was working in parallel. And then what we thought was, while she focuses on those individual experiences, which we had here, we would try to see how we can make it a more universal aspect, because those lessons are not just for those situations alone. They can be applied in other contexts as well.
Yeah, while passing through those difficult moments is certainly challenging, and it was not easy. But when we just held on to faith, hope, and love, and to God and to prayer, we were able to move away from the bitterness or the sadness or the disappointment and dejection, and transformed all of that into something beautiful, such as community work, where we reached out to the homeless friends in the shelters on a weekly basis, and we would go and visit the nursing home elders, and we hope and pray that the message of the book would rekindle faith and confidence in their hearts, and take the readers close to their source and uplift their souls.
And what is your hope for the book now that it's out? Will you be speaking, and maybe will you write another book? What would be your plans now?
Yeah, with the divine grace, I guess anything is possible.
And the book is available right now. You can get it at balboapress.com. Faith, Hope, and Love, A Personal Journey from Eye to Eye. And I, for one, really enjoyed reading your personal spiritual journey. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you.